Where's the romantic music?
This is romantic.
You don't think
this is romantic? This is Al Green.
I guess, but...
Romance is his middle name.
I guess. All right, it's Bill
Left. I'm being
told
it's Daryl. Daryl is Al Green's middle name. It's not as romantic as romance.
It's Bill Left, Wendy Snyder here, and really, nothing screams romance to me more than Geha's Cafe and fondue. And with us right now is the man behind Geha's, Chicago's most romantic man. Do we have to say that?
It helps. I like it.
Jeff Lawler is with us. Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Thank you for having us. Very good. Very,
who is
very
the
good.
Second most romantic man in Chicago, Jeff? You are the
Ronnie
first.
Ronnie Woo Woo.
Is it Ronnie Woo Woo? A lot of people think it is. Is it? Yeah. All right.
Jeff is the owner and proprietor of Geha's Cafe. It was named the most romantic restaurant in the country by USA Today. And I'm telling you, it is an experience in and of itself.
It is. It's an experience that have grown since 1965 as the first wine bar in the city of Chicago in Old Town. And then when we introduced fondue in 1971 at our present location, it has just brought people together with the music and the atmosphere. Fondue and our atmosphere is romance.
Were you with the restaurant in 1971 when that decision was made?
No, I was 9 years old.
All right, you were just being a kid,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So,
but I did like fondue at nine.
Who doesn't like fondue? All right, so when they made that decision, what exactly was behind it? Because at the time, I don't know that there was much fondue here in the United States, was there?
There wasn't. It's a fun story. John Davis starts the wine bar and then moves Geha's and has a full-service menu, burgers and spaghetti and chicken at the present location. And one day, he caught his chef doing things with the food processor that he should not have been doing.
Are you at liberty to say those on the air, or is that something that would get us in trouble?
It was cutting special spices.
He was, all right.
Yes. He was grinding special spices.
Was that your guess, Wendy? That was not my guess.
No, that wasn't mine.
No, okay. No? So John said, you know what? You're gone. And he had just experienced fondue in Michigan, and we've been doing fondue ever since. The cheese fondue, the entree fondue, and the chocolate fondue.
And see, that's where the misconception is, because when I was a kid, we can talk about the Welsh rabbit, rarebit.
Mm-hmm.
There's no rabbit in it.
No rabbit.
Stouffer's, the little red box, I believe, would have it. And it was very fun for a kid to ask their mom and dad to break out the fondue pot that they got on their wedding registry and never used.
Right.
And you'd cut up toast and dip it in cheese. And that's all I thought fondue ever was. I didn't know, like, you could cook meat, lobster, shrimp, steak, until I went to Geha's.
Well, the entree fondue course originated in the vineyards of Europe centuries ago. When it comes time to picking grapes, you bring all your field hands out to the fields, and you got to pick the grapes at the right time. You don't have time to bring everybody back for a meal. So what they would do is heat up large pots of oil out there over a fire, and people would have a fanny pack of vegetables and beef or whatever, and they would have a stick. They would just stick their meat and their vegetables, put it in the oil pot, eat it quick, and go back to picking the grapes.
That sounds romantic, doesn't it?
It doesn't at all. And that's how did that? That's like, you know, a rich person's making s'mores.
Yeah.
You know, sticking a hot dog on a stick.
Right.
How does it go from that to being such an amazingly romantic experience?
Well, people brought it in home. And at Geha's, we have perfected it. When you have the beef tenderloin, the lobster, the shrimp, the scallops, the chicken with the vegetables and the 8 house-made sauces, it really creates for a very nice entree where you're just dipping, you're cooking, you're creating. Every bite is different. It's a lot of fun.
When I was a kid, once every about 6 weeks, my mom would make fondue, and it was always beef in a ginger sauce, and the flavor was just so delicious, so overwhelming. Loved it.
Sorry, I'm eating.
That's all right.
You caught me.
That's all right.
Kind of cheese is this?
It's a Swiss Gruyere, a blend of Gruyere cheeses melted down in white wine with spices and just a touch of Kirschwasser, which is a cherry liqueur.
It's amazing.
Kirschwasser.
Will you talk? I'm trying to finish chewing.
When you go to Geha's or any fondue restaurant, a lot of times all the courses will be fondue based. Your appetizer, your main course, and then your dessert. Are those separate
A la carte?
Yeah.
At Gejaz, we have a premier dinner. It's Gejaz's complete fondue experience with the cheese, salad, entree, and chocolate fondue.
Okay. But I'm saying, like, is it all in the same pot, or do they take that out?
Multiple pots. Yeah, right. Yeah.
That's where my mom was making the mistake, because then our dessert tasted like ginger beef.
Well, yeah, your chocolate had a ginger flavor to it.
This custard tastes like ginger beef, Mom.
All right, now, I'm not good at planning ahead, as you know, Bill. Right. I'm kind of last-minute Jane here. Valentine's Day is coming up. I know we're not into February yet, but it is Feb 14th. And people have probably been calling you and making reservations. You're probably filled up.
They've been calling us since March of 2016
for this Valentine's Day.
So, you know, I've been with Gejaz for 23 years now. And my first Valentine's at Gejaz was shortly after I started. And I did not do the reservation seatings. People just walked in.
Yeah.
I was quoting a 5 to 6 hour wait for people, and they were saying, oh, that's no problem. It's worth it. I go, really?
Wow, that's impressive.
But ever since then, we've been doing the seatings, nice, controlled, rich, warm experience.
Mm-hmm.
But we wait till the middle of January. We pick a day in the middle of January, which was yesterday, and we kick off taking Valentine's. Because if we didn't do that, we would be sold out in
years down the road.
I mean, yeah, months ahead, and it's not fair.
You're like the Hamilton tickets of food, aren't you?
We'd like to consider ourselves, yes. That would be nice.
So here's the thing. You come on our show after the fact that the number was given out and people could call for reservations, so pretty much filled up. But you have figured out a way to please, I guess, 3 lucky listeners.
Yes. While we have the 3 seatings, we have a 4 o'clock seating, a 6:30 seating, and a 9 o'clock seating. And while our 6:30 seating sold out yesterday, and we still have tables left at 4 o'clock and 9 o'clock, we're basically 3/4 sold out for those seatings, and we'll sell out today. We have reserved a table for your listeners, okay? And all they need to do, okay, is call right now, call Gejaz Cafe at 773-281-9101 and say, I want the WGN radio listening table, and let us know what seating you want. My management team is ready to answer any questions about the package
mm-hmm.
that we're offering.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want it, it is yours.
So that number again, and people need to call right now.
773-281-9101.
And this is only for the very first seating and for the last?
Or no, 4 o'clock. I saved one for 6:30, even though we're sold out.
Look at you, Jeff.
Yeah, so prime time and then the 9 o'clock seating. And you guys have been great. You have put together a special gift for your listeners.
Well, we have a special gift, Jeff, Wendy and I. You know that.
You are a special gift.
Oh, come on. Everyone's blushing now.
Jeff actually put this special gift together.
I know he did.
But what is the special gift you speak of?
Well, it's going to be Wendy and Bill will be dining with you at the table, but in picture form. They will not be there live.
People tend to prefer that version of us, Jeff.
My husband, Jim, prefers it.
It's a much more preferred version.
Honey, could you get me another headshot and then go out shopping?
And you guys have been so kind to donate a $50 gift card to the people that want to dine with us on Valentine's. So there'll be a little gift card there for them that they can apply to the extras, the extra wine, the extra champagne, whatever they want to do to enhance their Valentine's evening.
Good.
So 4 p.m., 6:30, and 9. You can call 773-281-9101. And that's probably already gone. We're not doing it here, so I can't see how many people are calling. But if you don't get through, keep trying.
Calling, and my management team will let you know.
You know what's nice about this? The spacing of the 3 seatings is you got a 2.5-hour span,
yes.
So no one's being rushed. It's not a come in and eat and get out. We got more people to move in and move out. You're doing it
since my first experience, it was crazy. 5 to 6 hours, people were like, I want to be seated now, and no more of that. It's controlled. You got it. It's your table. Relax. Enjoy.
Good.
Jeff Lawler is with us, Chicago's most romantic man and owner and proprietor of Gejaz Cafe. Valentine's Day coming up. I'm sure there are a lot of people that wait to propose to their loved one on Valentine's Day, and what a perfect opportunity to do it at Geha's. How many proposals have you witnessed?
Well, in my 23 years, I have personally orchestrated, assisted with over 300 couples getting engaged. Okay.
That's amazing.
And not all on Valentine's Day.
Not on all Valentine's. The most I have seen on Valentine's is seven.
Yeah.
Seven Valentine's. That's the record. Seven engagements between the three or four seatings that we've had at Geha's.
Do they take does the soon-to-be groom take the ring and put it on a little skewer and dip it in like the Gruyere, and then she's dipping in and she's like, what? There's something in my cheese. What is it?
Actually, that's a true story.
Seriously?
A true story that won an early contest of ours where a couple came in and he wanted to propose during chocolate. He put it on the plate of fruit. They're talking. They're interacting. She goes for a strawberry, goes through the ring, dips it in, takes a bite, and cracks her tooth.
They
had to go to the dentist afterwards. And this couple still dines there from time to time over the years. Okay, so that's a true story. But, you know, the fun part of my role at Geha's over all the years when it comes to engagements is we want people to call us up and say, hey, I want to get engaged at your restaurant. Let us assist you in having a great night, setting you up for success. And we like to create with you what you would like to do. Some people want to wait till the end. Some people say, let's get it over with.
So then you can enjoy the meal.
Exactly.
I imagine it's kind of a lot of tension builds when a guy knows, yeah. Oh my God, I got to ask her.
Oh yeah. That's without a doubt. What is, not to be negative, but 300 pluses, has there been a minus or two? Has somebody tried to get engaged
and
it didn't pan out?
Actually, there has been a couple minuses.
One or two, yeah.
And one of the minus turned around to be a plus about a year later.
She just wasn't ready.
Yeah, that happens.
He stopped drinking.
He got nervous. He got very nervous, and he proposed with a pair of shoes.
What?
Oh.
Exactly.
He didn't buy a ring?
No, it was. And
was this
most
Tom
women
McCann?
Asked, like, well,
who
maybe. What kind of shoes were they? But he was very nervous. The story is long, but it's quite funny. And she said no, and she was very nice. We consoled him the rest of the evening, and then years later, I met the mother of that lady that was proposed to with shoes, and she said they got married. They got engaged a year later with the ring, and everything's happy now. They have kids. So,
oh, that is sweet.
That's a beautiful story.
We have to take a break. We're talking with Jeff Lawler, Chicago's most romantic man. He owns and operates Geha's Cafe, which really is the most romantic place that I have ever been to. And we're going to come back and continue talking. And I want you to check in and see if those seatings have been given away.
Okay.
Because he was lovely enough to give a little package deal. I got nervous when he said that you and I would be with them for this seating, because I'm like, I can't do fondue three times in one day.
I could. I'm all right with that.
All right. We'll take a quick break and we'll find out. There are some packages still available, and we'll find out what's in those packages when we come back and talk with Jeff Lawler. It's Bill Leff, Wendy Snyder, 720 WGN.
It's Bill Leff and it's Wendy Snyder along with Jeff Lawler. He is just dripping with romance, that Jeff Lawler. Please, Kevin, get him a towel. He's dripping with romance. Geha's is the name of the restaurant. It's spelled G-E-J-A. Geha'sCafe.com is your website. The most romantic restaurant in all of Chicago.
Jeff, what's the where did Geha's come from?
It actually started as the founders of Geha's, Gary and John, their first initials, and they put a couple vowels together to come up with Geha's.
It sounds genius. So Scandinavian, doesn't it?
It is, yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, but then they came up with a wonderful story about Prince Geha's, a Moorish prince that in his young life, leading his troops, he won many battles. And upon his greatest battle, he served fondue. And centuries later, you can find that same great fondue in Chicago.
I love these tales of lore. I do. I like the folklore. It's beautiful. All right. Now, again, we have put together a package. Actually, Jeff Lawler has put together a package. And special seatings on Tuesday, February 14th, a 4 o'clock seating, a 6:30 seating, and a 9 o'clock. We have given away, I believe, all of them.
The phones are still busy at Gay House, so...
So keep trying.
Yeah, keep trying, yeah.
The number again?
Is 773-281-9101.
Now, this Valentine's Day dinner package, of course you have your Gruyere cheese fondue. I noticed a little sparkling wine. What's it all in this package?
Okay.
I'm stuttering here.
The packages are the same for all three seatings. And we start you off with the Swiss Gruyere cheese fondue with the bread, apples, and grapes for dipping the cheese with a salad.
Just so people know, on paper you say, I'm not sure a grape in cheese is my best bet, but boy, is it delicious. You brought some in and it's so good.
It's my favorite bite with the cheese.
Really good.
Yeah, the savoriness of the cheese and the sweetness of the grape is a great contrast.
Yeah.
Then the entree fondue, we pick our most popular dinners, the beef tenderloin, the lobster, the shrimp, with the assorted vegetables and the 8 sauces. If someone doesn't care for beef, lobster, or shrimp and they want something else or they want to go all vegetarian, we can do that. But we pick the most popular just to start with. Okay, and then we'll finish you off with the Belgium chocolate fondue, where we flame it, you'll roast marshmallows, and you dip pound cake and assorted fruits into the chocolate. We also include a glass of this rosé sparkling wine and for everybody. Each person gets it. And then tax and tip is included in our price.
Yeah.
We took a little savings off of the first seating, the 4 o'clock seating. So it's $85 for the first seating and $95 for the second.
Per person.
Per person.
Yeah. Yes, per person, yes. People can add flowers from Dilly Lily.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We have a lot of people that like to get couples massages at Lincoln Park Massage and then come over in fondue. That's a pretty romantic
night. That's a great Valentine's Day.
Yep. Isn't that?
Hope Jim is listening. God. I get a card and a single rose from a gas station.
Yeah?
Yes. But Dilly Lily has arranged for 3 wonderful flowers, sets of flowers, bouquets that people can order right on Gay House's website. And we will have them on your table or however you would like them delivered to your date.
You've made it very easy, and I know you've just also added, you were telling us off mic, a new dessert. What is the new dessert?
It's a new dippable item into the chocolate fondue, and that's Rice Krispie Treats.
Oh,
you're going just for that, are you?
Didn't Snap and Crackle get engaged at Gay House a couple of years ago? I read that in the paper.
There was the man love there,
yep.
Yes.
Good for them.
GayHouseCafe.com, GEJAS. cafe.com. They're at 340 West Armitage, and we don't have a lot of time, but you yourself, the most romantic man in Chicago, actually got engaged at Gay House?
Yes, I did. Just this past Christmas night, you know, after being with Gay House for 23 years and being a romantic as I am, I've always looked for that perfect love, and it took quite a journey. And 3 years ago, I met Darla Cummings, and we've courted each other, and the time felt right. Her daughters were around. My brothers and their wives were around. It was just a private dinner at Gay House on Christmas night, and we were able to sneak away at a certain point and went to the table on the other side of the dining room where we had our first date at Gay House, and I proposed there.
Darla, that's did beautiful. You say yes, I hope?
Well, I had to. He's Chicago's most romantic man. How could I say no?
But then when the bill came at the end of the meal, weren't you like, hey, how did this happen?
Yeah.
What's with that?
I want to know how you got a table, Jeff.
I had to wait until we were closed.
Congratulations, guys. It's wonderful.
You. That is awesome. Congratulations. There will be love and Gruyere in your lives together.
Yes, there will be.
And really, if you can't make it on Valentine's Day, because it is a Tuesday night, and maybe people want to wait until the weekend to celebrate, any time is a perfect time and a romantic time to go to Gay House.
That's why we celebrate for the 11 days, okay, starting on the 10th and then through the 20th. We will have the place lavishly decorated for all. I mean, it'll feel like Valentine's all those 11 days. The music, guitar will be playing.
Blacklight posters.
And so people can come in anytime and have the same great romantic experience. It doesn't have to be on Valentine's Day.
Well, Jeff Lawler is the most romantic man in Chicago. Bill, you know what you are.
Second most romantic.
No, least romantic.
Oh.
Congratulations, Jeff and Darla. It's really amazing to see a love blossom like that. It's about time, Jeff, you were on the other end of the proposal from all these years of helping other people do it.
Yep.
And again, the number to call is 773-281-9101. You can also go to gayhazcafe.com. Thank you so much for putting this all together for our listeners.
Thank you. Happy Valentine's to you
and
both.
To you guys. Great to
see you.
Thank
you very much.
A quick break, then some news. Bill and Wendy, WGN.